USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden signing a $1.7 trillion bill to fund the government through much of next year, making the announcement Thursday after the House passed it last week. The travel struggle is still real for Americans this week, with more than 2,400 flight cancellations into, out of, or within the United States by late Thursday. Clint Henderson, managing editor of the Points Guy Travel Tips website, says you should prepare yourself in the future in order to avoid paying double for travel.
Use a credit card that has travel insurance built in. These cards come with trip interruption, trip delay, trip cancellation insurance. Even if it's a weather thing, which normally the airlines don't have to pay you back for, these credit cards will reimburse you.
Henderson also suggests downloading the airline's app in order to change flight plans yourself, as well as avoiding checking your luggage. Progressive lawmakers in the U.S. are criticizing the Department of Transportation over Southwest Airlines' meltdown. They're asking why the agency failed to impose fines and penalties on airlines for canceling flights months ago. Like the temperature, the death toll in Buffalo continues to rise.
The death toll in and around Buffalo is up to 40 as Western New York digs out from a historic winter storm. Some residents went out to restock their supplies, but were limited in what they could find at the grocery store.
A lot of people were struggling, and I'm just glad that it's over and the cleanup process is begun.
I like breaking my back right now.
Audio courtesy of WIVB-TV, I'm Tyler Kuehl.
A new series of storms began bringing rain to California Thursday, raising concerns the already drenched northern and central parts of the state could see flooding.
And anytime you have winter weather, rain at the lower elevations, snow at the higher elevations, there will be travel disruptions.
National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orevec. International soccer star Pele is dead at the age of 82. He died after being hospitalized due to cancer. This is USA News.
MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all with the biggest discounts ever. They're also extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA or call 800-951-8175 and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
The House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol has withdrawn its subpoena of former President Trump.
Trump is celebrating on social media after the House committee withdrew its subpoena of him. The Democratic-led committee said Trump's testimony would no longer be needed since the panel's investigation into last year's Capitol riot is coming to an end. Republicans are set to take control of the House and dissolve the committee. On his Truth Social platform, Trump said the committee withdrew the subpoena probably, quote, because they knew I did nothing wrong or they were about to lose in court, end quote. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
A federal investigation into Congressman-elect George Santos is being opened. That's according to NBC News, who cited a law enforcement source. The New York Republicans come under increasing scrutiny as of late, since he was found to have lied about his resume during his campaign. It is the second investigation to be opened against Santos. A Riverside, California sheriff's deputy is dead after a shooting on Thursday. Reports say the suspect is down after a high-speed chase that ended violently. The shooting happened during a traffic stop in a residential neighborhood. Officers were chasing the suspect on area freeways. Video showed a slew of patrol vehicles trailing a pickup truck. The chase ended in the Norco area with the suspect vehicle pinned by a law enforcement Bearcat. The Titans trying to keep their playoff hopes alive as they meet the Cowboys in Week 17. Tennessee hosting Dallas on Thursday Night Football in Nashville. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
level. Just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapter. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!